Friday the 14th of March, Zion Ador Sheni, Rabbi Shimshon Silkin, Simcha versus Amalek.
The sugya of the year is Simcha. Mishenichnas Adar Marvin the Simcha. And the parsha that we give by Yikra. Perhaps these two things have a connection. But first of all, Simcha. It says, the Gemara is brought down in Halacha, Mishenichnas Adar Marvin the Simcha, that when Adar comes in, we increase Simcha. First of all, implying that there's already Simcha, except that in the month of Adar, you increase Simcha. Because 0 times 1,000 is still 0. Right? You can't be married with something that isn't there. So it's brought down like this. It's brought down interestingly regarding Hilchos Yom Tov and the mitzvah of Simcha, Simchas Yom Tov, the Simcha on Yom Tov, where there's a mitzvah to be the Simcha, but it's brought down from the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov Perek Vav, that the Rambam gives us shiurim in Simcha. There's a certain limitation. There's a line across which one must not cross when it comes to Simchas Yom Tov. The Rambam explains what this line is and what it entails, and then in Halakha Chof Aleph he says that the Beis Din would go out and enforce those limitations on the Simcha. It says Chayovin Beis Din Naham is Shoytrim Biragolim. They would put police officers out onto the streets of wherever the Yidden were gathered on the Yom Tov. The Beis Din has to go out and put people out there, officers. That they should go around and they should go checking, monitoring the gardens, the orchards, the rivers. And it says, they shouldn't draw too much, they shouldn't go too heavy on the wine. Shemivol de'aver. In other words, is what the Sepharim call shiurim regarding the mitzvah of Simcha. The Haim is like this. Yom Tov has lots of mitzvahs. Pesach has the mitzvah of matzah and has the mitzvah of arbakosis, right? And Sukkot has the mitzvah of sukkah, achilin, the sukkah, and there's the mitzvah of the arbaminim. But it's well known that all these mitzvahs have shiurim. They have a certain, they've got guidelines, they have limitations. In other words, on Pesach, it's 4 cups of wine and not 5 cups of wine, and matzah is, you know, shiurim, and the wine itself has a shiur of a revius, and the matzah is a shiur of a kezias, and on sukkahs, you know, there's a certain shiur you have to eat in the sukkah, and there's arbaminim, right, it's not chamisha minim, and so on and so forth. Fine. Chomish minim. When it comes to the mitzvah of simcha on Yom Tov, right, there's also a shiur. Ad kam suloi, right, don't overdo it, right, ad kedei kach, that the Beis Din would go out, right, and make sure that the owner weren't getting too happy. Right, a steady on, right, keep it to a certain degree and no further. Zokrav Hutna, however, when it comes to Purim, there's no such shir. There's no shir, there's no limit, there's no measurement that is associated with the joy, with the simcha, that one must experience and practice on the day of Purim. You don't find that. It just says, Simcha, that's it, Simcha. Adain Shir, Adalo Yoda. Which is interesting. Because first of all, Lechaira, he doesn't say this, but Lechaira is Poshit. Because Yom Tov is not a day of Simcha. Yom Tov is a day of Yom Tov. Right? Pesach is a time of Geula. It's true that Sukkot is Zman Simcha Seinu, right? But it's not a day of Simcha. It's a day to focus on the Anani Arkovet. It's a day to focus on Arba Minim. It's a day to focus on Sukkot, right? Except the Pasuk says, V'somachdo b'chagecho. The Hainu there's a Chag, and the Chag has its reasons. Ki b'sukkot ha'shavtis b'nei Yisrael. Ki b'chipozen yotzosim in Mitzrayim. Right? Four curses where it says, if you start to go up with a Chag. You're fine, right? V'somachdo b'chagecho. You should have Simcha in the Yom Tov. When it comes to Purim, it doesn't say that. In the Megillah, it says, "Lasos oisam yemei mister v'simcha." That Purim is a day of Simcha. It's the definition. It's the essence. It's the etzem of the day. Right? Lasos oisam yemei mister v'simcha. To make Purim a day of Simcha, so it makes sense that it's a different darga of Simcha. But Rav Huna says it in a very beautiful way. He says like this. To be mazbir, he says like this. He says you can have two types of sick people. Ill, people who are ill. Medically challenged, right? There's a certain type of sickness that belongs to category A, and there's a certain type of sickness that belongs to category B. Category A basically is kolel, right? All types of sicknesses, all illnesses, all frailties. That's category number one. What is that? Anything, a stomachache, a headache, a footache, a hamstring, right? Whatever, yes? Whatever it is that's giving a person pain, that belongs under what he calls one sug illness, right? From which, if a person recovers, he has simcha. Right? If you had a headache and you got over the headache, if chas v'shalom is a tragic disease, it's a life-threatening disease, and the person comes out of it alive, so there's even more simcha, right? Right? Makes sense. There's simcha when a person recovers from a sickness. But he says there's another type of simcha. There's another type of illness that generates another type of simcha. The sickness called Mora Shechora, depression. The person is depressed, and then they recover from that sickness, right? They're not just happy that they are now better, they're happy that they're happy. The simcha, Dr. Avudna, is mechayev more simcha. That makes sense. The happiness is the happiness. Yeah? He says, that's Purim. Shaila is, what? Nice, what? How's that Purim? Yeah. So in order to help me Masber, he's Mamshik, I state that, in order to help to be Masber, what? Pachad Yitzchak is saying, we have to really understand what is Simcha. Because everybody wants Simcha, that's Pasha, that's a given. Everybody wants happiness. And everything that a person does, whatever they want, is only to bring me happiness, right? Person wants money, make me happy, and I want to be happy. Everybody wants happiness. Everyone's in the game of the pursuit of happiness. In America, it's written into the Declaration of Independence, right? That you are endowed by your creator by unalienable rights, right? For life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Everyone's pursuing happiness. Problem is that statistically, a lot of people are not happy, right? Even in America, you have everything, still not happy, right? Everyone's in the pursuit. You're endowed by your creator with the right to pursue happiness, to achieve it. No. Right? You can run after it. Everybody wants it. The trouble, perhaps, why people don't have it, right, and why there's a mitzvah in this time, there's a halacha, in this time of year to be married in the simcha, and perhaps the reason why people have difficulty with that is what? Is because people don't know what simcha is. What is simcha? People think the Cadillac is simcha. Right? The holiday on the Bahamas is a simcha. Right? But we need to look into the Torah to find out what is simcha. Like with any concept, any musik, right, in life needs we need to take it shout straight out of the Torah. Find out what the Torah has to say about it. So if we look for simcha in the Torah, we find certain places where the Torah talks about simcha. For example, like I mentioned before, sukkahs, man simcha seinu. Another place where we find simcha in the Torah is related to kiddushin, getting married somehow. Is related very heavily, right, to Simcha, right? The Sheva Bochur, Sameach, the Samach, Mesameach Chosen, the Kalim, Mesameach Chosen, Imakalim, so it's Tosis, Kosofen, Kosimcha, Simcha, and the mitzvah Simcha of Kosim, Kalim, but Simach is Ishtoy Ashelokoch, right, is a mitzvah, is a concept, at least Simcha, that is associated with Kedushin. But there's one other place as well. There's one other place. We'll come back to Kedushin and perhaps Sukkot as well. But there's a place specifically where the Torah talks about an event, right, that Chazal tell us is all about Simcha. A major event in Jewish history that took place, that is not just Simcha, but Simcha Rabbah V'Omer Chulon, which is Kriyat Yamsuf. Kriyat Yamsuf, right, we say it in the morning, we say it at night, right, we say it every single day, at least twice a day. We talk about Kriyat Yamsuf, and we refer to it as Simcha Rabu Malchuso Verot and Kiblo Alein Moishe Ovenei Yisrael Chol Nushira, right? The Simcha Rabu, right? In the morning, so Tilo Sekelen and Baruch Hu Moishe Ovenei Yisrael Chol. The Simcha Rabu. What is the Simcha Rabu of Kriyas Yamsu? So if we can analyze Kriyas Yamsu, which we're not talking about Kriyas Yamsu because it's related to Kiddushin, even though it is, because Koshin is the Hukim Shalom of Kriyas Yamsu. That's not the point here today. I mean, making us Purim Torah, but we're not there yet. Maybe next Friday. Right, but this Friday, right, we're going to talk about what is... We're going to try and analyze Yamsuf. If we can analyze Yom Suf, we can analyze Purim. There's a deep relationship there. It says like this. There's also tremendous simcha creates Yom Suf. Tremendous simcha. What is that simcha? So the Sforim say that prior to the splitting of the Red Sea, Klal Yisrael, it says we're just wandering around in the desert, just all over the place. That's what it says, we're all over the place. It says that Paro, right, saw somehow, right, through his satellite navigation system, he always has images beamed back to him in his pyramid there, that the Eden were wandering around in the desert, right? Sogar aleim hamidbar. What's the lashon of the pasuk? Nevuchim heim ba'aretz. Right, which means that they're confused. That's pshat. Right, they're confused, they're wandering around, looking this way and this and that way, right, wandering about aimlessly, it seems, right? They don't have any direction. So the state of Klal Yisrael prior to Kriyas Yam Suf was a state of great confusion, bewilderment, behola. That's what it says. Some say pshat is because when they were in Mitzrayim, as terrible as it was, right, at least they knew where the next square meal was coming from. Right? All of a sudden, lechtech achrei b'amidbar be'eretz lo zeruah, where, what next? Right? So there's a tremendous nevuchim heim ba'aretz. That's what was going on before Kriyas Yam Suf. Came along Kriyas Yam Suf, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a derech through the confusion. That's the tifkad of Kriyas Yam Suf. It's not just that there was a sea. Sure, there was a sea. But it's not just that there was some water, right? And then you walk through the water. The tifkad, the only kadov of Kriyas Yam Suf, is that water is confusion. Because it doesn't have any form. It has no pshat, water. Right? That's why in mind there's no singular form for the word water. Right? It's always mind, it's always in the plural. Right? Because if you pour water out, right, it doesn't take on any individual, it has no individual identity, as I say. Right? It takes on the form of what you pour it into, right? And if you pour it over something that has no form, it has no form. Right? That's pshat in mind. Because Baruch creating the yam, splitting the yam, was pshat that he created a maslu. He created a derech through the confusion. So it says, therefore, vayari yisroes ha-yod ha-gdol ha-shoros ha-shem v'nisayim v'yiron ha-shem ha-raminu. That they saw the Yad HaGdolah, it says. That all of a sudden, where beforehand there was all this confusion, there wasn't any clarity, there was this bewilderment. Right? All of a sudden there was Vayar. They could see Vayar. And that's why it says, Ro'aso Shivcho Al Hayom Yoisim Yechezkel Ben Buzi. Right? That the smallest Shivcho saw the blinding clarity that was created to Yamsu. Dehainu. Maim is Torah. Right, so therefore, right, so therefore, the Kriyas Yam Suf, it satisfied the confusion, it took away the confusion, and that's the simcha, like it says, Ein simcha ba'olam kahatoras seikos. What is simcha? Hatoras seikos. Where beforehand there's nevuchim heim ba'aretz, there's tremendous tophet. We have no idea which way to turn. We don't know what the future is. There's no road. There's no clear path. Right, I left my jeep, my tom tom at home. Right, I don't have a clue as to what's coming next. All of a sudden, Vayaris Ayod HaGdolah. And not only did they understand it at that time, they understood it retroactively as well. They understood Vayar, but Asher Hashem and Mitzrayim, everything was suddenly blindingly clear. Tremendous idea. Sforim say that the root of the word Nevuchim is Bechiyah. To cry. To say. Yeah. And we know that the opposite of Simcha, right, is sadness. And sadness brings on crying. Right, so if you speak to the scientists and you ask them, why do we cry when we're sad? Right? Oh, because it tears up. Then why do we cry? Right? Maybe we should sneeze. Why not that? Sneeze. Why not? What's the physiological pshat? Right? In eyes welling up with tears when a person is extremely sad. What pshat? Pshat. Well, they can explain to you that what happens, but not why it happens. Right? Your nose might start running just as easily. Right? So then pshat. Right? But the Sforim tell us what's pshat. The Sforim tell us because when a person is without simcha, pshat is hafzekus. That's pshat. Right? Because simcha is atorah hafzekus. So obviously, the opposite is hafzekus. When a person has a sofik, pshat is that they can't see. You don't have the vayar es ayod agdolo. You don't have the ro'as oshu. So the eyes become blurred, the vision is distorted. You have pshat. It's amazing pshat. Nevuchim heim ba'oris, they're crying in the midbar. They don't have clarity. What's the opposite of crying? Tzuchoik. Right? Shira. The opening up, the expression of seeing this is the way to go, that's type simcha. It's the haftorah of the sofik, of the initial sofik. You see this in halacha, by the way. You see this in halacha. Halacha states that, also in the Rambam. The Rambam says, there's one Rosh Chodesh a year where you don't say halal. Rosh Hashanah, right? So the Rambam, why don't we say halal on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Why not? It's also a Yom Tov. Right? We said Hanukkah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh, surely it's not worth. Right? It's the Rambam, Halakha. Why? We should say Hallel, right, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What's the answer? So the Rambam, Sifrei Chaim is Sifrei Meitim Sukhim Lefonov. Right? It's got the Book of Life and Book of Death open in front of him. Open in front of the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and you know that your life is Chayim Taluyim Meneged, right? That you don't know which way. See, there's no simcha. There's no simcha when there's that kind of suffering going on. When you literally have no idea which book you're going to land. When there's that kind of lack of security, lack of assuredness, you don't have that anchor, the clarity, right? It could be Sifrei Chaim, it could be Sifrei Meitim. You see in Halacha, right? We can't say Halacha, which requires simcha, right? But even when there's a tremendous suffering, when a person is mesufik and they're not sure. Right, and they're adrift at sea, and the anchor can't take root. Then there's called atzmus. That's what it's called. It's tovoy. Right, you don't have simcha. That's why it says in the pasuk, "Oza ruah la tzadik ule yishrei leiv simcha." Why ule yishrei leiv? Ule yishrei leiv is straightness, yosha. When the road ahead is clear, right? When there's no nevuchim hein ba'aretz wandering around in the land. But on the Yisrei Lev, there's a certain Yashra, there's a clear road ahead, it's clear. When it's clear, you have Simcha. Right, that's why it also says, Toreth Hashem Temima is Meshivas Nofesh. But Bikudi Hashem Yesharim Mesamchele. Dahainu, you see a relationship between Yashrus and Simcha. Because when a person is Nevuchim, what's going to happen next? You can't have Simcha. But when a person is clarity, HaTorah Tzvekas, that's Simcha. By the way, it's interesting, on Purim, right, we have the ultimate Hallel of all Hallels. Well, we're coming to Purim. Ultimate Hallel of all Hallels. But in case you're thinking already now, oh, where's the Hallel on Purim? Right, it's the only other Yom Tov, right? Purim Kippurim, maybe. There's a chat, right? The Gemara says, where's the Hallel of Purim? We'll come to that. We'll see. It's interesting, though. It's interesting that in that sense, Purim and Yom Kippur share a certain relationship. To the lack of halal, maybe, but we'll soon see that it's not true. You're right. We'll see it's the opposite. What's the nigud? What's the anti simcha? Who is the anti simcha in the world? Amalek. Amalek. What was Amalek all about? Amalek's job in the world. So they're putting another for him. Amalek's job in the world is to be matul sofik. Matul sofik. It's gematria Amalek is sofik, because that's the essence of Amalek. Amalek says, who says? You didn't come out of Yam Suf. They come out of that clarity by Yahya. Shoma Ami will go to Chiloch Azish Veloshes. Oz Nivalu Alasehed and Elimoyev Chazemiran. And what you call Yosh Vichanan? The whole world is terrified. Oh, Kal Yisrael, oi! Comes along Amalek, not so posh. Actually, Korchob Aderech, it says over there that he cools down the hot bath. Right, the famous chap. Actually, Korchob Aderech, Meloshim Kariru, it's Meloshim cooling down. A lot of people standing by a hot bath, a hot swimming pool, nobody dares jump in. Right? So Amalek comes and jumps in and cools it down, at least psychologically. He doesn't physically cool it down. Scientifically, he probably warms it up a little bit with his body heat. But the pshat is that he can jump in, we can jump in as well. Don't think, right, that it's so posh at this big Klal Yisrael. He's not a little sophic, right? Rabbeinu goes even deeper than that, not for us now. Particularly because I don't understand it. Right? But he talks about how the soil of Amalek. Whenever you hear that, I say, not for us, right now, Pshat. Yeah. but he says that the Yisod of Amalek is Mikre, that's why it says, Moche Timche Ezeich Amalek Mitachas Hashomayim, because he only exists in some kind of non-real reality. Fine. But the Yisod of Amalek, that's his job. Everybody's terrified of Klal Yisrael, not so much, that means he's Matul Sovet, Gematru Sovet, that's what Amalek is all about. And Homan Pashteitzach! Right, Homan is the great-grandchild of... By the way, that's why the war against Amalek was Emuna. Right? The only time in the entire Torah where you'll find the word Emuna is in the Muhammad against Amalek, you know that? In its neatest form. Yeah, you'll find the word by Aminu, by Amin Aom, and by Moshe, by Avraham Avinu, it says, right? But the only time you see the word Emuna, I think, the only time is by Muhammad Amalek, right? The Yod of Emuna and by Hashemesh, right? Because the Muhammad against the Sophic of Amalek, against the late songs of Amalek, to make light of something and take away it's take away the anchor, right? Rip up the anchor, right? Is Emunah. So this is Haman, this is what Purim is all about. Hippopur, Huhagoyal, right? All about Mikre. It might happen this way, man. What happens when a person lives in a massive of Mikre, massive of happenstance? What happens when the person has to fake it? and the person has doubt. Because the person says, listen, it happened to be like this this time, maybe it'll happen to be different next time. It's all it happens to be. When a person lives in the world of it happens to be, how can he have simcha? There's no bitachon, there's no assuredness, there's no security, there's nothing, there's no foundation. It could happen like this, it might happen like that. Right, it's all, right, you never know, it's like a tornado, right? It's a twister, zips in, takes out this house. Could have taken out that house. That's called sofik. When a person lives in sofik, there's naturally a state of sadness, a state of lack of assuredness, because nevuchim heim ba'aretz, you don't know where it's going. This is, by the way, why it says, this is my vote now. This is why it says, after Haman got his decree passed by Achashverosh, and the word spread like wildfire all throughout Shushan, right? What does it say? Does it say that they were sad? Does it say that they were angry? No, it's exactly, that's the other place we find that word, Nevuchim Heimor, it's the same word. Shushan was Novoicha. Novoicha Pshat is bewildered. Pshat. That's simply Shushan Novoicha. Now what? What's next? This is the Koyach of Amalek. To make people Nevuchim Ba'aretz. Take away the level of Bitochen. Shteitzah. Only because we're out of time, because I got here late. Roadworks out there. Very, very, the kids there, in our week's parasha as well, parasha's Vayikra, it's also somewhat related. This concept of Nevuchim, in a certain sense. Because it says that the whole Maaseh HaEgel was a result of Nevuchim Heim Ba'aretz. The whole, what led to it, what facilitated the Chet HaEgel, was the fact, what did it say by the Egel? Now what? The kind of that the road closed on them. There wasn't only Yisrael, so the Mele, the Egel came about. Because that's what happens when a person doesn't have that level of character, that level of bitachon. Right? So it leads to an Egel. And it's well known, it's well said all over the place, that the whole side of the Mishkan, right, was as a remedy, the antidote to the Chet HaEgel, right? And it also says that Pashteitach the Mishkan, the whole concept of Mishkan is Shruya Tashchina, right? And what does it say in Chazal? Ein Hashchina Shruya Ela Mitoch Simcha. So you see that the whole Mishkan was a place of Simcha. And I also worked out that Karman, which was the ultimate avoider of the Mishkan, Gematria Simcha. So you see that the Mishkan was destroyed with Simcha because it came to undo the lack of clarity on behalf of Klal Yisrael in the time of the Egel Azov. Maya, Lo Yodanu. The same with Shrim time of Homon, the same with Shrim time of Amalek, when there's Lo Yodanu. Right, what's going to happen next? If you look in the Mefarshim, on the Pasuk Vo'ir Shushan Nevoicha, they reference Nevuchim Heim Ba'aretz. They say that's where else you can find it. So what happened in Shushan was very similar to what happened in Klal Yisrael before Kriyas Yam Suf. And the Simcha, well, we'll get to that in a second. That's what it says over there, and it says because they were saying, now what? I'm thinking of Eben Ezra and other places, it says over there, now what? What's the future? So, the same way that the Simcha creates Yamsa was, or the Yisraelei was to create a certain Yashra through the confusion, in the time of Kriyas Yamsa, who had been in the time of Purim? The Simcha was that very eighth, which was your down, which was going to be your downfall, which was going to kill you. Oh, gufa was your hapsal. That kind of clarity. Vayar Yisroel Hayod Agdol Hashos Hashem Mitzrayim. They understood that Mitzrayim was necessary to bring them to this point. Right? You needed that terrible Vayishushon Nevoicha in order to bring you to point. What greater simcha is there than that kind of clarity? Than the Bitoch. So I want to talk about the pursuit of happiness. People want simcha, right? People of stable mind. Now, some people have a problem, right? They actually wallow in their lack of simcha. But the reality is that the only way to see there to achieve simcha is to not to pursue it at all. Which is why there's no mitzvah to be happy. There's no mitzvah to be happy. Don't say anywhere in the Torah you have to be happy. I know there's a song, but there's no prophet. No mitzvah. None of the Tariyah's mitzvahs say thou must be happier. Yes? I wouldn't say it like that anyway, but if you had hear the way, it doesn't say you must be happy. But nevertheless, the Yidden were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael because they went tachat the shalom of others, the shalom of kechav, the simcha, to the labor. Right? I think the pshat is because as much as a person pursues happiness, there will always be one step ahead of them. Always. Right? So For example, Rav Dessler goes into a tremendous tease explaining why a person can never really achieve what they want in the world. It's impossible to achieve what you want, right, based on the Gemara and on the basis of Chatzitavos. It's impossible to achieve that kind of happiness. Pshat is, happiness is not something that you chase. Happiness is a product of bitachon. If a person wants simcha, then they need to achieve Vayaras HaYod HaGdolah. They need to really buy that. That's why if you open up the Shara Simcha, for example, or Erech HaSadikim, he doesn't talk about simcha at all. He talks about bitachon. The whole thing is bitachon. Chayim Tavot, bitachon. If a person pursues bitachon, then the simcha will come mimela. You can't command, be happy, don't worry, be happy, despite the bumper stickers. Right? There's no mitzvah, you thou must be happy. The mitzvah is bitachon. If you have bitachon, you'll have simcha. So I want to read you something, right? This might be breaking away from the, might not happen on your average morning here. I want to read you something anyway. Okay. This is very, very interesting. There is now extensive research suggesting that religious people are happier and less stressed. Surveys by Gallup, the National Opinion Research Center, and the Pew Organization conclude that spiritually committed people are twice as likely to report being very happy than the least religiously committed people. An analysis of over 200 social studies contends that high religiousness predicts a rather lower risk of depression or drug abuse and fewer suicide attempts and more reports of satisfaction with life and a sense of well-being. And a review of 498 studies published in peer-reviewed journals concluded that a large majority of them showed a positive correlation between religious commitment and higher levels of perceived well-being and self-esteem and lower levels of hypertension, depression, and clinical delinquency. Keep going. Studies show that overall religion is a positive contributor to mental health, and a meta-analysis of 34 recent studies published between 1990 and 2001 also found that religiosity has a salutary relationship with psychological adjustment, being related to less psychological distress, more life satisfaction, better self-actualization. Finally, a recent systematic review of 850 research papers on the topic concluded that the majority of well-conducted studies found that higher levels of religious involvement are positively associated with indicators of psychological well-being, life satisfaction, happiness, positive effect on high morale, and with less depression, suicidal thoughts and behavior, drug and alcohol use and abuse. Now, we might use statistics like that to peddle religion, right, in our world of pure b'chokin. Yes? Be religious, be happy. That's not the point. Not this morning. The point is that if this is true, and this is credible scientific research, if it's true, then it's poshut. Why? Because if you have an anchor in life, you will be happy. But if it's mevuchim heim ba'oretz, now what? You will not be happy. Which means that the avoidah of marvin besimcha is really to be marvin bebitochay. That's the mitzvah of Purim. People are looking for happiness. Are people really happy? A person has to take up a chodesh avodah and learn shara bitochen and learn about bitochen and learn about bitochen. And a person has bitochen, then a simcha is meila. The way to fulfill the halacha marvin besimcha is to be marvin. Understand? Yesh din and yesh dain. There is rhyme and there is reason and there is a method to the madness. And there is a pshat, and there is an art. If a person has that anchor, then they're fine. If you don't have it, you'll never have simcha. You're born with the right to pursue happiness, but never to achieve it. This is why it says, Achis Hayomim, right? It says, Oz Yimolei Sechot Pinu, when Mashiach comes, that clarity, which is bigger than any clarity ever before, much bigger than the clarity of Yom Suf. Zeh Keili Van Zeiro, right? Everyone would turn in a circle and say, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Loi, with blinding clarity, Mashiach Oz Yoy Simcha. Because the simcha, right, which is the ultimate destruction of Amalek, which is a melchama midor midor every generation, is eradicated through the clarity. That's why we have Mashiach. That simcha Mashiach will eradicate Amalek. And you should know that the El Yerabba says that even though there is an issa for Yimolei Sechot Pinu in this world, or at least in Golus, there is an issa, right? Because it says Oz Yimolei Sechot Pinu. When Mashiach comes, you can be filled with sechot, but not now. He says that applies to every day of the year apart from Purim. Purim is the one day of Zimolei Sechot Pinu, because the yesod of it is the Mechiyas Amalek, which is what Mashiach is about. The yesod of it is understanding Yesh Din, the Yesh Dayan. There is an anchor, there is a bosses, there is the yesod. It's all about the Rebbeinu Shalom, and the very thing that you think is going to hang you is actually going to hang your adversaries. And as a result of that, a person can achieve simcha. So Memele, there's no specific mitzvah, and Memele, there's no shir to the simcha of Purim. Wish you all the Purim Sameach.